Hey, welcome to the show. Feeling good with Duddy. That's me. Let's go.
Oh, hello, everybody. We're back. We made it back into the bunker once again for another episode of Feeling Good with Duddy. We're fired up today. We're ready to talk some S. We've got some rants coming at you. We've got a killer quote from Duddy B's son, Jack. We've got a no more words entry and so much more because the man himself has also made it into the bunker, Duddy B.
What's happening, people? That's right. We are back with another episode of Feeling Good with Duddy. I drove here in my airtight bubble car through the wasteland, past the tumbleweeds, made it to the bunker, climbed down the 100-foot tall ladder, gave myself a cavity check, jumped into the pool of Purell, swam through it, got out, walked through the Total Recall x-ray machine, tossed a thermometer in my mouth, 98.7, and then held my breath for 30 seconds, Jake.
You do a lot, and I love it because you care a lot, and I appreciate it. I showed up 5 minutes late, sneezed on the door handle on my way in, went like that. Doesn't feel hot to me. I guess I'm good to go. Put my hand on everything I could, sat down. We're in the same bunker.
Nice.
Yeah, dude.
Okay, well, that works too.
And yeah, you know what's funny? That works too.
That's, I feel bad for that door handle because that's what I use for my cavity check. So that's a pretty dirty door handle.
Oh, God. So who got the worst of it here today? I don't know.
Oh, man. But in some Dirty Heads news, we are right now getting ready for our second live stream. We're doing all the albums in order. Cabin by the Sea is next, and we are so excited. We've got some really cool stuff in store for you guys. And thanks to everybody who did support and watch the last one. We had such a great time, man, going back and reliving some of those old songs we haven't played in 10, 15 years, man. It just brought us back. It was so much fun. Thank you guys so much. The money went to a great place. It helps us, you know, pay our crew. Our crew does. If we're not touring, a lot of these crew guys, like, they're not getting paid, you know? So
you do get a couple comments I saw that were like, why are you guys charging? Man. But you're like, the reality is, dude, we're charging. We're able to employ some of your employees that are stuck at home not getting a paycheck as well.
Man.
It's like it generates a lot of money for a lot of people that aren't in work.
Look, I totally understand. You know, we got some comments of like, oh, you know, people are going through hard times right now. This should be free. You know, and it's like, we could do free ones like where we just put a iPhone out and do that, you know, and we did that. We've done a few of those, and that's cool too. But we want to be able to do these high quality ones. And at the end of the day, this is a business. This is how we create income, and we do have a lot of employees.
We pay all those
employees pretty much from touring, and we cannot tour. We're probably going to be out of touring for so long, so we're trying to figure out new ways that we can keep paying our employees.
Dude, there's basically guitar techs, sound guys. What's crazy is this bunker, when the Dirty Heads are doing those live streams every other Friday right now, it gets turned into like a little movie studio. You know, there's some cameras up high and there's scaffolding and shit and there's people, you know, fucking earpieces in, and it's all serious in here. And it's awesome because those are all people that would just be sitting at home right now because there's not a lot of stuff going on. Even the cameraman is a good friend of ours, Rick Lee, that we've known for since we were freaking kids.
Yeah.
And you're giving him the ability to film and get paid, and all the sound people. And yeah, if you guys get a couple shillings, I mean, that is what you do as well.
I mean, that's really
it's a good cause.
It's all just to keep
it's all going.
Much overhead that it's just a great way to continue to being able to, you know, pay that and pay these guys, and it's awesome. And on top of that, we get to have a great time.
Yep.
And we get to produce a high quality show, and it's fun. You know, at the end of the day, we're creative people, and we enjoy putting out quality, you know, music and quality shows. So thank you guys again for the support, and we cannot wait for the next one. But dude, on the subject of funny messages that I've gotten, dude. I got the craziest message the day after Mother's Day. It blew my fucking mind, Jake. This day and age, people just have too much freedom. I guess it's not too much freedom. They have the freedom to say whatever they want to whatever they want. I don't have to open the messages, but I do try to like to, you know, respond to people's messages as much as I can. Sometimes I miss them, but sometimes I like to go in there and respond to everyone. So I open up all the messages, and man, I got the funniest one. It was the day after Mother's Day, and we had the best Mother's Day, like, that we could at staying at home, you know. Mm-hmm. I got all sorts of flowers for Rachel, and I woke up and I made like this huge brunch, flowers, all the whole nine. And we just hung out all day by the pool with the family. And then I made this humongous dinner. I gotten all this, you know, great food the day before. I cooked a huge dinner. And then at the end of the night, we were watching a movie with the family. And I just like surprised them. I ordered a bunch of ice cream, you know, to be delivered. And they were all so happy. And then Rachel took a picture of the ice cream and she put it on her story. And she just said, like, love you, Daddy. Thanks.
Oh, no. Oh no, I don't even know what this message is, but I'm already where is this going to go?
Right? I was so confused when I read it at first, I didn't even get it. So that's what happens on Mother's Day. Rachel posts that to her story and I get this message from, and I'm not going to say a name or anything. I actually don't even remember the name. I just declined after I read it, I just deleted it and moved on with my day. But I was just like, what the fuck, man? this lady says to me, she says, and I hope she hears this. I really do, because I want you to understand how crazy this is. She says, I really hope you did more for your wife than just buy her some sugar-filled munchies for Mother's Day. I am a mother of two grown adults, and I've been a wife for like 20-some-odd years. No. And you need to show her way more. This is what she said. She said, you need to do something nice for her to show her that you appreciate her, and you need to make it public. That's what she said to me.
You know what we need to make public? The execution of whoever sent you that message.
I was like,
this is a horrifying piece of shit.
Taken back by it. I was like, and this is the problem. I think this is what I'm talking about. Like, I'm glad that people can express what they want to say and all that stuff, but people like to express their feelings when they really don't have any of the facts.
Mm-hmm.
They just, you can create this thing in your head, you can create this storyline in your head of what you think is happening. And then all of a sudden to you, it's just real. And now I'm going to go online and just fire at people when it's like, whoa, if you actually had some of the facts, you would probably think totally differently, you know?
And what if Rachel's favorite thing on earth is sugary fucking snacks?
What if she said, all I want is some fucking ice cream?
You give me anything besides ice cream and you will ruin my Mother's Day. That could have been what she said. Yeah. Oh, horrifying.
So I was taken back. I was like, you got to be kidding me. People can say whatever they want to whoever they want. And I don't have to open the message.
No.
But I did. And I don't have to reply and get all pissed like, what then? Fuck you. Like, I didn't. I just moved along. But I was just like, wow, man, that's where we're at.
We went on our podcast and talked shit. I mean, Duddy and I have been reading a lot of messages because we want to like write back to listeners on Patreon and here. And so we've been saying, send us messages, and we've been reading a lot, and fucking 99% of them are just awesome and cool and they're awesome people. But we've been getting a lot of these shitty messages and we've been talking about it. That's kind of why the beginning of this show has been dedicated to some of the wackier shit. It's people going, how dare you charge for a super expensive multi-camera live stream where you employ fucking 15 people to make it happen. And then, you know, you get people saying, how dare you only buy ice cream for your wife? And it's like, you guys have no fucking clue. But that's like where we are in this world right now. That's what everything is. Like politics, and you it's said all it right. Twitter like you screaming.
Said, 99% of the messages and things I get, they're great. It's all fucking great. But there's just always those couple you're like, wow, man. And
it does suck because the gnarly ones just are like the ones you don't forget because you're just like, what type of crazy? Who made that leap in judgment?
I literally had people hit me up for this last stream saying, I've been to 10 shows and I've bought, you know, merch from you guys for years and blah, blah, blah. And I will never support you ever again. I will never go to another show and I will never buy any more merch from you because you're charging $10 for this live stream. And you're like, damn, man, that's harsh, dude. Like, we weren't asking for $100. It's $10. And honestly, it really went to pay for all of the production.
Yes.
And it's not like we made a fuckload of money. We didn't. No. It helped us pay. And we want to be able to continue to do these awesome shows. And we can't just continue to do them free. We'll go fucking broke.
And another thing that I'm seeing, it's like, you guys are in here practicing fucking three to five days a week for 2 weeks straight for each one of these shows. Yeah. It's like, dude, this is a whole thing that you're kind of doing to be able to basically give your fans something to do.
I get it, dude. It is rough times. And like, obviously, if in a perfect world, we would love to be able to just do everything free and still make it by. And but this is a business and we have to keep it running. And this is all new to us as well. we're trying to figure out how to sustain and keep the business going. Like 90% of the money bands make now is touring, and there ain't no tours. So
nope.
There ain't no money. So it's like, we have to figure it out just like everyone else is. You know, Jared said it said a funny thing. He was like, man, like, he's like, I get it, man. It sucks. Like, you know, but like, you know, you can't walk into like Panera Bread and be like, yo, give me a sandwich. It's rough times.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, well, fuck, we got to pay for the stuff or we're going to go.
Yeah.
We're going to have to close down.
They're like, I mean, maybe you can have a pack of Sun Chips, but that's about
yeah,
it.
So it's like, man, yeah. And we're going to continue, you know, trying to do free stuff as well. But, you know, every now and then, once every 2 weeks, we want to put on this nice production.
So, yeah, so lay off three people out there.
That's what I said. 99%
sons
of the shit
real
was all
ass
great,
bitches.
Awesome things. But yeah, moving along. I just thought I had to share that Mother's Day message I got.
Oh,
it blew
dude.
My mind.
Daddy and I are starting this episode by just getting some straight just shit off our chest yeah. right
well,
now.
Let's
huh?
do something a little bit more on a bright side.
Yeah,
we're
let's
doing
do
something
it.
Super cool actually over on our Patreon page right now, guys. We are raffling off a brand new, actually it's right here.
Oh, show them the guitar, bub.
Oh, dude.
For the listeners, if you go to our YouTube page, you'll see the video. Daddy's got the guitar in his lap.
Brand new Ernie Ball Music Man Cutlass guitar. I play the exact same one on stage. Mine's a different color, but the same exact model I play on stage every night with the Dirty Heads, or played. Hopefully one day I'll play again on stage. But,
will they ever play a game?
It's an awesome guitar, guys. This is not... Hold on, sorry.
Dude, that is a super, it's like a super high-end, expensive,
it's, yeah,
nice,
it's not
dope,
like your normal, like,
guitar.
Oh, we're
going to say enough cool words?
Yeah. It's not like your cheap, like, oh, we're doing a guitar giveaway, so let's go get the cheapest guitar we can and sign it, and here you go.
Yeah.
This is a nice fucking guitar. Like, this is like a few $1,000 guitar. But yeah, we're raffling it off to our Patreon members on July 4th. So if you want a chance to win this guitar, and if you also want, we do bonus episodes every week on our mm-hmm. Patreon page, and we just had all sorts of cool bonus content on there, and we will be raffling off this guitar. So if you go to patreon.com/feelinggoodwithduddy, you can sign up there. You get lots of extra content, chance to win that guitar, and it really does help the podcast keep going. So thank you guys for that. What have you been up to, Jake?
Dude, I have been up to the same shit as everyone else. I mean, like, I'm a barber, so I'm not working right now either. I've done a few haircuts in the parking lot at my apartment complex, which is hilarious. It's covered, but it's not, you know, there's just like 10 cars next to me with a little cover over the top. I like backed up my car, did a few haircuts in front for some super desperate haircut needy people, made a few bucks there, but I've just been chilling, dude. I got the 1-year-old son, so I've just been giving him 10 walks a day, but I've been going to the store. The beaches are open, so that's cool. I can go to the beach again. I've been going to the store, and I've been noticing some serious hilarity. Like, we live in Southern California, you and I, Duddy, and we're in Orange County, which is like the front lines. There's the word front line of this whole like battle that's going on with like open the beaches or fucking stay at home. And there's, you know, so I'm seeing a lot of people that like just don't give a shit about wearing masks or gloves or anything. But I have been also noticing the stores with the policies getting weird. And there's something I wanted to talk about because I went to Target yesterday and saw the most hilarious shit ever. So at my Target, where half the people don't seem to give a fuck and have no masks or gloves, and half the people are wearing scarves, gloves, trench coats, bubbles. I don't know who to trust anymore. I go into my Target and they're only allowing one person into each line at a time. Social distancing, right? They're not doing the, hey, stand 6 feet apart and stand in line. They're just literally going only one person in each line at a time. So where are the rest of the people that would be in line? They are in a second line. This line is a line you wait in to be able to go in to one of the actual lines and buy your shit. There is zero social distancing going on in the secondary line. So I'm in Target and I'm like, why is no one in line? This is amazing. I try to get in line. Excuse me, sir. There's a line. And I'm like, yeah, I'm about to get in the line. Nope. There's a line to get into the line. Social distancing. We're trying to keep one. I go, oh, okay. I get it. One person at a time. And I then look at the line that's going right down the middle of Target through the electronics department. And everybody is basically inside of the person in front of them. Literally. You should wear a condom just to get into this fucking line. There was zero social distancing in the line leading to the line. Study. What are we doing anymore?
I think that just like overthinking it, and then, and I think trust me, man, I'm not saying don't social distance, and I'm not saying don't wear a mask or whatever. Do it.
I
wear a mask.
It.
When I go to the store, I wear a mask, and I try and keep my distance and everything. But I think sometimes people are just doing stuff to it looks like they're doing stuff. We got two lines.
Yeah.
No, so one at a time. Two, like, got to go on the other. But it's like, if you really just sat back and looked at it, you'd be like, that doesn't make any fucking sense.
Put some dots on the floor.
Yeah.
Tell people to stand on them. Get out of the way.
Yeah.
You've now created a second line that people, I don't even know.
Well, and now too, like at the Ralph's that I go to, it's one person one person at a time too. And then they have like, you know, back where the line could start to go in there, but where they have all the lines starting are in the aisles.
So now aisles are clogged
up.
So
you can't even get into the aisles because there's a line of people on every fucking aisle. So like, I'm literally like in there, like going all the way around the store to try to get into like back ends of aisles. And it's like, man,
you better hope to God you don't need anything on that aisle.
Dude. And it's like, I get it. Like you gotta, but we gotta figure it out.
It's getting weird, dude. I know. I feel like there's a lot of places where no one gives a shit. Cause there's like zero cases or, you know, very little cases. And it's a lot of non-mask wearing everywhere. And then there's places where everyone's wearing the mask, like New York City or, you know, where there's been a lot of cases. And then we're in this weird ground where half the people that live in Orange County where we are are totally like, everyone should wear a mask, everyone should stay home, and the other half are like, fuck it, no mask, don't care, sneezing into the air, dude, cough on you. It's a weird zone that we're in, and I'm watching it all play out in the Targets. I'm watching people who drive in their car wearing a mask. What's that doing? You're alone in your car, you're wearing a mask.
Yeah, I don't understand that, because the mask isn't necessarily to keep the germs away from you. The mask is so that you don't spread your germs.
You already have it. Wearing the mask in the car, are you afraid of sneezing and driving into it? I don't know what the fuck exactly type of parallel dimension way that you'd receive it. Maybe you just are so used to the mask now that this is the new reality.
I mean, hey, man, to each their own. Shit. If you want to wear your mask in your car, go ahead. I don't know. Maybe there is a benefit to it. I don't know.
Nobody knows. I'm just glad that you did the cavity search on yourself to get in here, because we really know that you do.
Oh, yeah, I should wash my hands.
Nah, don't do that. I heard that's bad for the virus.
Oh, man.
Holy jiminy Christmas, Duddy. So that's the Target. I had to get it off my chest. I appreciate it. Dude, a lot of us complaining today on the Feeling Good with Duddy show. Yeah. We'll get into the feeling good part. First, you know, let's help us feel good. We got more shit to get off our chest. I'm joking. We have nothing but fun coming up right now.
Let's do it.
Let's get into it, because this is the best. That's a new part of the show forever. We're going into conspiracy queries.
Oh, hold on.
What? Oh, were you preparing for something else, Dud?
No,
what were you doing?
That's exactly what
Okay, good. Duddy's still running the camera with his hand, dude. He's got the iPhone in his hand.
The audio and the camera.
He's running the audio and camera.
Okay, guys.
You got one. You got a query for us?
I got a query.
What's the story with this conspiracy?
I'm not saying that this is true. I'm not saying it's not true. I'm not saying it happened or didn't happen. What? I'm not saying I believe in it. Who? And I'm not telling you to believe in it.
When?
I'm just saying I heard this.
Ah.
And I was just wondering, do you believe in conspiracy queries? This is a fun one. Okay. This is that Paul McCartney died in an car accident in 1966 and was replaced by a lookalike Scottish orphan named William Shears Campbell, who also went by Billy Shears, and that the Beatles left clues in their songs, mostly noticeable on Revolution 9, Strawberry Fields Forever, Glass Onion, and I Am the Walrus, as well as one of the covers of Abbey Road, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, Magical Mystery Tour.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe that Paul McCartney died in a car accident and now there's a new Paul McCartney that's a little English boy from the William Shears?
Oh my God, dude, you went for it on. This one is so fucking funny, because I had never heard about this one until I became a barber. So that was probably about 6 years ago at almost now. And I'm at American Vintage in Long Beach, and it's a bunch, American Vintage where I work, the owner was like in a rockabilly band. So they were all like rock and roll dudes. They loved old music. They loved the Beatles. Somehow the Beatles came up. I think a song came on in the barbershop, and we're talking Beatles. And one of them tells me this. Well, that's not Paul McCartney. You know, Paul McCartney's dead. And I'm like, what? I'm like, wait, what? You know? And then they told me this whole thing right here that you just read to me. No one else has really talked to me about this, but they told me the whole deal. And then I had to tell them they're crazy because I go, dude, they put out albums after this. Like, I go, he's been married multiple times. That, like, everyone kept this secret. Nobody went on 2020 and spilled the beans on this. Like, at this point, he's still putting out records.
I'm that
like,
that would have been eventually released.
Something, yeah. Right? But they were like, nah, dude. I'm fucking, they were the, just gonna the believe orphan it.
Just happened to also just fucking shred.
Sound
just like him.
Absolutely rip. Have the same fucking weird Partridge Family mullet. I can't believe. I love this one.
That's a fun one.
It's one of these ones where you can't prove that it isn't. I'm
not saying that.
What do you think about it, Duddy? Just what do you think? I know you don't know.
I think it's fun.
It's super fun.
I mean, obviously, my first thought is, yeah, fucking right. Mm-hmm. You know, but I don't know. Like all the conspiracy theories on here, I didn't read much into it.
No. Dude, this is literally how Duddy and I do this. We're like, we show up and we go, we need a query. Yep. And then we start looking online through queries, unless there's something out there. But dude, it's just there's so many interesting, fun conspiracies theories like this. And you just go, who started it? How did it fucking take ground? Like, how did it get momentum to where I heard about this in the barbershop 6 years ago, and now you're reading it to me here. So there's obviously something to it. Maybe it's true, Dud?
It could be true. It could not be true. I'm not saying that it is or not.
You believe this?
I'm not saying I believe it.
Okay.
I'm just saying I heard it.
You started this rumor.
I did not start this rumor. Rumor's been around a long time.
Okay.
I actually just read it, and I was just wondering, do you believe in conspiracy queries?
The fucking best drop in the game, and all of a sudden, oh, I forgot about all the bitching and complaining we did at the start of this episode. It was a fun one, dude. Duddy and I just letting it go. But let's keep the good vibes rolling.
Let's keep the good vibes going. And let's get into the tip of the day.
Yes. Like you guys know, dude, the tip of the day, usually we'll have our guests share it with us. But we've been rolling guest-free, dude. Coronal times, all right? We're only trying to meet up with people that we know have been tested, did the cavity search, the fucking Purell. And right now it's just been Duddy and I. We've been having fun. So Duddy has a great tip that he wants to share with you guys. I fucking love it. He shared it with me earlier.
I do. I actually shared this tip. I was on my friend Drake from Irations podcast last week. I think it came out. It's called The Shit Show. If you haven't heard it, go check it out. It's a great podcast. And they asked me for a tip, and I came up with this one, and I was like, that's a great one. I want to share that on my podcast as well. And it's like, I swear, man, if you want to wake up in the morning just feeling great and just like, yes, this works for me every time. I notice this, man. If the day before I did something that I've been needing to get done for a long time, or I just started something, or I just progressed in something, and I worked hard, I did something that I needed to do, when I wake up that next day, I just immediately feel great. I'm just like, yes, I fucking did that. That's an awesome feeling. And it just starts your day with such a great feeling. So it's like, if you're sitting around feeling a little bummed, a little down, just do something. Go knock something out that you've been needing to do. If it's fucking cleaning the house, if it's whatever it is, you know, doing some fucking online work you've been needing to take care of, whatever it is, just do it. Even if you need to stay up late and just get it done and prod for a few hours, fucking do it. And I promise you, when you wake up that next day, you're going to feel amazing.
That's a perfect one, because what it is you, everyone who's listening, you can do that now.
Yep.
And it's to hook yourself up tomorrow. And it's like, we all have a checklist of dumb shit we have to do. It's not stuff that has to get done today, but it's on the back of your mind. You got to do it. And it's perfect what you said. Clean the house, wash the car, little stuff. So you want to feel great tomorrow and be able to wake up and go, ah, and just have a cup of coffee and feel like you did something, knock one of those things out. And like we've said on the show, energy is like, you know, momentum. You have to use energy to create it. So you're totally using energy to knock out that first thing, and then watch the momentum happen. You start knocking other shit off your list.
Well, and you start to love that feeling of accomplishing shit. And then you just want more of that feeling, and you just want to keep moving. And it's just,
start with the easiest, simplest thing. If it is wash your cars, like, that's something you can either drive to the car wash or do it in front of your house in a half an hour. It's done.
Yeah.
Boom. Whatever's the quickest, easiest one, you know, knock that one out first. And then It's just momentum. But I love that. Yeah. That's something you do today. So you wake up tomorrow and go,
Yeah. And it could be little step by step. Like you said, like if you have something that's a huge end goal, don't just stare at that end goal and just go, oh my God, like it's going to take forever. Just think, what's the first step I need to take to make that happen? And just knock that out. And guess what, dude? You're going to feel good.
Oh, Duddy, I like that. That was a short set because I wasn't ready. And then I'm going to feel good. And just, you know, for anyone who's not watching, dude, he did a little eyebrow tweak. He's like, I'm going to feel good. And one eyebrow shot up like the Rock. And he was proud of himself. And I'm proud of you.
Oh, thanks,
and yes,
man.
You will feel good.
And on this podcast, speaking of feeling good, we have some sponsors. Some sponsors that make us feel amazing. And as always, Koi CBD, which I'm going to hit right here. Boom. Koi CBD is a great product, a great company. They've been with us since the start of the show. And I use this shit every single day, guys. You know what I do. I got the huge bottle, 1500 milli. Mm-hmm. I fucking got the spray cap on it. I lift my tongue up right under that tongue. I shat. Like 10 sprays of that. And then I grab the inhaler that I have, 1000 milligram. And I just.
What's your favorite dinosaur?
My favorite dinosaur goes.
What's a drone sound like?
Zoop, zoop.
All right.
But you get it, man. Koi CBD, this product is amazing. I love the way it makes me feel, and my joints, they're always hurting, and not anymore. Not since I started a consistent diet of CBD, rubbing that CBD balm on my wrists all the time. And right now, they're doing something really cool. They have hand sanitizer, and every ounce that they sell, they match, and they give it to first responders and hospitals all across Southern California. So go to KoiCBD.com and put in code DuddyB at checkout for 20% off. And also on it, another amazing company we love so much. They have so many amazing products. Right now, I am loving the Alpha Brain as always. I've been taking it for like a good 7-8 months just straight now. And it's like a daily vitamins or something. You're not going to just take it and instantly be like, I'm stronger and I feel better. But after a while, after you take it for a consistent diet of it, you start to notice a change. And I definitely am starting to notice a big change with my memory and just how sharp I am from that Alpha Brain. I love it. And then the new mood, I take it in the afternoon. It just chills me out at the end of the day. And when I do fall asleep, I sleep through the night like a baby.
Little baby boy.
Yep. So that's it. Onnit.com. That's Onnit with two N's. onnit.com/Duddy for 10% off your order.
Get on it.
You heard it here, people.
Oh, man. During the sponsors, Duddy, I looked up, and for anyone who hasn't seen the studio, we've got like an 80s action wall that's getting put together on kind of the side of the studio. That wall happens to be facing me. And there is a poster of Arnold Schwarzenegger in Commando. There's a poster of Steven Seagal, Marked for Death. There's a poster of Van Damme, Bloodsport. And the Arnold Schwarzenegger poster is staring right at me like he definitely wants to kick my ass. And I was just looking at him during the sponsor read, and I'm like, what the fuck, Arnie, dude? Lay off, dude. And then my eyes went up, and Seagal is holding a samurai sword. Same look. The guy wants a chunk. And then I look over to good old Johnny Claude, and not only is there a poster, but there's a t-shirt, and he's not looking at me in either one.
He's looking at me.
He's looking at Dud, dude, and he's flying. He's doing a flying scissor kick in one of them, and I think he wants a chunk of the locks. No, but that's weird. Most 80s action posters, they do the stare straight forward, so no matter where in the room you are, it looks like he's like, hey, watch my shit. Not Van Damme, dude. In one of them, he's like looking off to the side like he doesn't know where to look. And the other one, dude, he's just mid-kick. I mean,
well, But my favorite here is this is the Arnold Schwarzenegger poster is from Commando.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a quote on the top above Arnold's head. And it says, somewhere, somehow, someone's going to pay.
That's it.
Somewhere, somehow, someone's going to pay. I don't care who it is, but someone's fucking paying.
He didn't even say the guilty party. No. It's like some shit went down. And someone's going to pay. I love the movie. His daughter was kidnapped.
It was an amazing movie.
So someone's going to pay for his daughter being kidnapped. Dude. He's going to take someone else's random daughter. Whatever. Someone's going to pay. Look the fuck out. Right now he's staring at me.
Dude.
A little bit much. Dude, let's read the headlines off Marked for Death. What's it say? They've attacked his family. They've killed his partner. Partner? Oh yeah, partner, like actual. Okay, I'm like, are they calling his wife a partner at that time? Was he in a gay relationship? They made the wrong guy very, very angry. That's it. They've attacked his family.
Oh my god!
They've killed his partner. They've made the wrong guy very, very angry.
Do you see what it says under marks for death?
He's a good cop in a bad mood. Oh, that's fucking golden. Two taglines. A movie so good, they had to tag it twice.
Dude, he's Bloodsport, a good cop in a bad mood.
That's fucking awesome.
Fuck, that's good.
But I don't remember like his partner getting killed. I do remember his wife getting I'm sorry, yeah,
his partner gets smoked.
Dude, I mixed it up, bro. I was thinking of hard to kill. What is it? Hard to kill? Yeah.
Yeah, hard to kill.
Mark for death. This is when he fights the Jamaicans. Yes. Absolutely, dude. His partner gets smoked.
This is the best one.
Someone had to fucking pay for that.
Someone somewhere. Somehow.
Great movie. All right. I'm glad. Super glad that we went on that tangent. I'm glad that I took you there. And I'm sorry. We have an entry to No More Words. So Daddy, hit the beautiful No More Words music. No more words. No more words and no more problems. Oh, and we're back. And today it's like, dude, look, we're having to broaden the horizons of the No More Words segment because if it's words that we're going to get rid of forever, that leaves us very few. How about words that we're just being bombarded with and I think are losing their meaning, okay? Over the recent years, the word brave has been beaten to death, right? Everyone's brave. You go to get a fucking, you went to the dentist, little brave, little, you know, you went, oh, you stubbed your total, you little brave tea, you know, just everyone's a brave ski, right? You know, the you folly hurty army bravey, everyone's brave, so no one's brave, right? Well, during these coronal times, we have 100% A-fucked, that's right, I'll just say, we've ass-fucked the word hero into the ground. I saw someone online the other day that went on a rant and said, you know, we've been praising the health workers and we've been praising the frontline workers. Frontline's another word that's just getting ball kicked into oblivion throughout this whole fucking shit. But what the real heroes are our little ones at home. And I'm like, oh, where's this headed, dude? These little heroes were taken from their schools. They can't hang out with their favorite friends and they're confused. And I'm just like, fucking stop. I've never seen a happier group of people that school was canceled than children. I get it. A lot of them are like, I miss my friends. But from all the drive-by birthday parties I've been seeing online, we're getting honks. We're seeing each other. Everyone's online anyway anymore. If we're going to call our children heroes for not having to go to school for a while, then what does the word hero mean anymore, Daddy? Do we know?
Apparently, you know, it's just anybody who's just alive.
Done anything?
Anything who's a part of the world when something's happening.
Yeah. Everyone's a hero. It's like if anything happens in an area, they're that place strong now, right? The Boston Bio. I'm Boston strong. There was some people murdered in Thousand Oaks up near our house, which was a horrible fucking horrific thing. It was T.O. Strong shirts. So it's weird. It's like if a tragedy strikes near you, you are now strong. You are now a hero. And we all know you're brave. And look, dude, we feel for everybody. Of course, but I am just, the word hero no longer means anything to me. All right. Unless you're talking about a 3-season show where kids had superpowers or a fucking Jet Li movie from the early 2000s, or if that's just the way that you say sandwich. Some people say hero. I don't want to hear the word hero ever again. Those are the only 3 circumstances I want the word uttered ever again, Daddy.
Jake does not like the word hero.
No, I love it, but can we use it for people that are running into burning buildings at this point and leave it alone after that?
Yeah.
Kids, you're not heroes for staying home. Look,
so
healthcare.
Like you said, like you said earlier. So like at the airport, like, are we supposed to give kids, they get to, you know, load the plane first because they're heroes?
Oh, these little heroes. Well, that's the frontliners, right? Now you've gotten me on another fucking, here we go. Frontliners. Everyone's on the front line now. Hi, I work in electronics at Target. Frontliner out here on the front line serving you up your latest dose of Xbox? I don't know. They're on the front line. Remember when people stormed the beaches of Normandy? Remember when people like ran into battle with swords?
I don't
swords?
Personally remember, but yeah, I know
yeah, we've heard of it. Yeah. I've never served, and I've done zero brave things. Not a hero. So coming from me, this means a lot. Remember the generations of yore, like Vikings,
you know,
going into battle.
You admitted you're not a hero. Means you're brave.
I am a brave hero for that. And I'm stunning and I'm brave. And now the frontliners of today, dude, let's just line up the frontliners of like the 1950s. It's like a soldier. He's 19. He's in Europe. His hat's on sideways. He got shot in the arm, bandaged it up. He's carrying a camera in one hand to document everything. You know, his dog tags are here. Lost six friends. Now it's the guy who works in the fucking... Well, I don't know, the natural foods department at Target. Frontliner, dude, I salute you. Thank you for your service. And yes, Duddy, let me give you this conundrum. And what would you do in this situation? Because I don't know anymore. I'm in first class. I'm on the airplane. I'm in first class. And aboard the plane comes a soldier. He's dirty because he was serving the country and saving. And then a Target worker, khakis and the red shirt. And I'm like, I'm giving my seat to one of these frontline heroes. But which one, dude? I don't know who's landing on the line anymore, Dad.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm non-essential. I'm a barber. I shouldn't even be speaking about I'm non-essential. I don't know what it is to be on the front line. Oh. I just don't know who I give my seat to. Again, I'm in first class. I'll take the peanuts with me back to coach. But one of these frontliners putting it all the way out there on the line. Hero brave. I don't know who to give my seat to, Dad. Can you help? Listeners, comments, helps?
Well, luckily you won't have to worry about that because all the seats are fucking empty right now.
Yeah,
they can
that's
sit
true.
Wherever
that's
they
true.
Want.
That's
wow,
true.
Wow, Jake, I didn't know you felt so seriously.
Yeah, no,
about
I
that.
Didn't even know I felt wow. that way until right now. This just kind of happened.
I
maybe.
Think there's going to be we're going to get a couple of those messages I was talking about earlier
yeah.
in the beginning of the podcast.
Yeah.
We're going to probably get a few of those from that.
We're going to get some. I actually work in the kitchenware department in Target, and last week a drifter sneezed on some appliances I had. So thank you, and so maybe I am on the front line. And well, I have to say this. Before you even write that comment, you're a hero, you're brave, you're stunning. Am I missing anything here, Dud? That's it. Brave, stunning here.
Yeah.
Oh! Good wow. conversation, everybody. Can't
wow.
wait to get into those messages. Can't
oh,
wait to dive
man,
right
Jake,
in.
You just pissed a lot
yeah.
of people.
Yeah. I don't shop at Target.
Well,
no, I'm just kidding.
Might be our
everybody
last
shops at Target. What am I fucking talking about?
Yeah.
And thank you for your service. Close with that. All right, Dud. It's
well,
been a positive show, dude.
It's been great, yeah. let's exit on a very positive
let's
thing.
I think
another...
what I was that not positive?
No.
It wasn't?
It was not.
What in there did I
mean,
say?
I don't necessarily disagree with you.
Daddy's on board. Hell yeah, dude. No, that was definitely negative, but it was fun. If I made you laugh, we all win. If I didn't, you know, you suck and you're not funny. Duddy, we're going to leave on a high note.
Okay, so to exit, we were going to, Jack had said another funny thing the other day, and he just barely missed saying it right, but it made it so good.
He said it better than right.
He said it better than right.
Jack quote. Go over the Jack quotes thus far, because there's only been one or two.
We've had some good Jack quotes.
Duddy's son, Jack, says perfect shit.
I think one of the first ones was, he said, on a scale of 1 to 10, how many people do this?
Awesome.
Great quote.
I don't even know if you can answer it correctly. Awesome question.
And then his next one he said was, the real question is, never give up. Also amazing.
Also fun to rattle around the old noggin.
The next one wasn't as much as a quote as a statement. We were playing basketball and he went to charge the lane on me and he said, coming in, Porky.
Yeah, just for no reason.
Just said that out loud. And then this next one's similar to that one where it's just like kind of a statement. He said, we were wrestling and he said, never estimate the power of Jack.
Hell yeah, dude.
Never estimate the power of Jack. And you shouldn't.
Why would you?
You should not.
You're going to hurt yourself even trying.
Yeah, it's not something that can be estimated.
Oh, Duddy, dude. Another show, just you and I.
Yep.
Rolling deep.
Yep.
Just the brothers Bushnell. In the bunker, It was fun.
That was a fun episode.
It was awesome, man. Thank you guys for letting us rant.
And yeah, as always, as I send you out, go over to cutlassbrand.com, put in code DuddyB at checkout. You will get 15% off your order. And I hope you guys are staying safe out there. We love you.
Wash your hands.
Peace out.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.